Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode one of the Utterly Horrific Podcast. I'm going to be your host, Cole, joined by my co-host, Carter.
Hello, everybody. I'm the co-host of the Utterly Horrific Podcast.
Here, we're going to talk everything creepy, crawly, terrifying, everything horror, horror news, horror movies, everything you want to know. We got it. But for today's episode, what are we talking about, Carter?
We are talking about my favorite horror franchise, Scream.
Scream. Starting in 1996 with Wes Craven's masterpiece. What do you like about Scream, big man?
Scream just has it all. It has great kills, great storylines. It has a great mystery touch to it. I mean, it doesn't get any better than the good old classic Scream movie.
Is it fair to say that that's your favorite horror movie of all time, not just your favorite franchise?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. It's up there with my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Very, very good film.
I have known you for a long time, and I did not know that.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy this movie.
What do you like about it? I can tell you the things that I like about it. It's not my favorite horror movie. It's not my favorite horror franchise.
I mean, what do you like about it?
I like that it's funny. It's funny, and it's scary at the same time. It's got that good blend.
It has a comical relief to it.
Yes. Yes. And what let's just on three, we're gonna say our favorite character, and I guarantee it's the same person. Ready? One, two, three.
Officer Dewey.
Dewey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does not get better than Dewey.
No.
He is probably, I will say that out of all the horror movies I've ever seen, from the early ones to the newest of the new, Dewey is probably easily top five horror characters.
I mean, he's my hero. A lot of people's heroes are like their dads and stuff.
But, but yours is Officer
Mine is Officer Dewey.
Dewey.
He's just he's a complete savage.
Which Dewey, I guess, for lack of a better word, which Dewey is your favorite from 1996, the original?
It's gotta be 96 Dewey, the original Dewey. He was the hero from it, but at the same time, he was straight up disrespected the entire film.
Why was he disrespected?
Do you not remember the film?
I do remember. You're just talking about his sister.
Yeah, his sister. I mean, it almost like, I kind of, like, it never really seemed like people took Dewey seriously.
I think that was part of what made Dewey funny, because he's a police officer, so he's got this big role in the community, but at the same time, he's still treated like a child by his family. I think,
yes.
I do like that. I think it's funny how throughout the series of the movies of Scream, he goes from, in the original one, he's just a sheriff's deputy. And then up into the Scream, what is it, 4 or 5 when he dies?
Five.
He is, he's a sheriff.
No, in five, he's not the sheriff.
He was
four,
the sheriff.
Four, he's the sheriff.
In four, he's the sheriff. In five, he's retired.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So Scream, the original one is your favorite.
Oh, for sure.
If you had to rank all six, because you've seen all six.
Oh, of course I mean, have. Multiple times.
We just watched Scream 6 when it came out together.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to rank them in order, how's it go?
That's a tough question. I think you got to go Scream 1.
Okay.
Scream 6 at 2. Scream 6 is really good. Scream 2 at 3. Scream 3 at 4, Scream 5 at 5, and Scream 4 at 6.
Okay, so you're going 1, 6, 2,
3, 5, 4. Yep.
Okay. I would have to... That's a tough one. Yeah, so my favorite Screams... that's a tough one. I would probably have to go, if I could put them in order, would be... obviously the original 1996 is my favorite.
Of course.
I feel like that's an easy pick.
Yeah, I think that'd have to be everybody's.
Then I'm gonna go Scream 2. Then I'm gonna go Scream 3. I'm gonna go the original trilogy.
I like that.
And then I'm gonna go 6, and then 5, 4. So 1, 2, 3, 6, 5, 4. I should say, I did really like Scream 6. I thought
yeah,
it was
Scream 6.
I know a lot of people didn't like it, and I think that just comes with horror movies nowadays. That you have so many people that,
and it's probably like a lot of like they just keep remaking.
Yes, but at the same time, like if that's how the franchise is set up, then set it up that way. Keep it going. I mean, if it keeps making money, keep it going. And once it stops making money, yeah. Stop making them. But I liked Ghostface in Scream 6. I thought he was a killer.
He was a savage.
He was brutal, man.
It was a whole new Ghostface, like using guns. He was fast. He wasn't as like, that's the thing with Scream is he's so clumsy. He's always so clumsy.
Yes.
Oh, that's in Scream 6.
An easy thing to tell in the original 96 one was that dude is just clumsy. Yeah. Out of all the horror antagonists, I thought that Ghostface was probably one of the most clumsy dudes ever.
Yeah, and Scream 6 just brought out his just
savage side.
Yeah, his just
like, I would have to say that he was actually like, not that he wasn't scary, not that Ghostface wasn't scary in the previous 5 films, but he was scary in Scream 6.
Yeah, Scream 6 was like it was different. It was much different.
Yes.
Now, we both had Scream 4 at your last. Why would you say
that was Scream 4? I see what they were trying to do in Scream 4, but to me, it just didn't work. I know Wes Craven originally planned for just a trilogy out of Scream. He wanted 1, 2, and 3, but then obviously 1, 2, and 3 were such hits, so they keep making money, and they're going to keep making the movies, hence why they made 3 more films. But, like, to me, I didn't really like the storyline so much, and the just almost everything about it. Like, after Scream 4, I wasn't excited for the Scream franchise anymore. You know what I mean?
I understand that. See, I first watched Scream. It was my first time watching it. And once you first watched the original Scream, at least for me, it was like, I wanted to see the next one. Like, they were so good.
Yeah.
I was excited to see them. So, like, I loved Scream 1. I loved them all. And Scream 4, it just, yeah, there was something about it. It just wasn't the same, I guess you could say.
I get that.
I did think I did like the characters in it. Like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
He was
Charlie.
I like Charlie.
My guy Charlie. I liked how they like they openly made the school, for lack of a better word, the school geeks, the school nerds,
mm-hmm,
were the killers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that was good. Emma Roberts did a really good job in that movie, of course. David Arquette, Courtney Cox, and Neve Campbell, they killed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those three never miss. What do you think about the news that Neve Campbell, under the right circumstances, that Neve Campbell is possibly going to return as Sidney Prescott in Scream 7? What do you think about that?
I think it would be game-changing. There was definitely something missing in Scream 6 without, you know, Dewey and Sidney. Scream 7 would be huge if you could get
Sidney the original back. Protagonist,
yeah.
Sidney Prescott, back.
That would be big.
I think that Neve Campbell is almost exactly what this franchise needs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the funny thing is that we just sat there and talked so much about how we enjoyed Scream 6.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, they didn't like it. But Sydney coming back, I'll read you the exact words from IndieWire and Bloody Disgusting. Sydney says, given the right circumstances, yes, when asked if she would potentially return for Scream 7, she said, and I quote, given the right circumstances, yes. I made a statement several years ago, and it was the reason I didn't do Scream 6 at the time. I really just felt the need to stand up and say that I don't believe I would have been treated the way I had been carrying a franchise for 25 years, and that still stands.
I mean, she's right. She did carry this franchise.
Honestly.
Yes. She put this franchise on her back.
Everybody loves Sidney Prescott. Everybody loves Dewey, you know, Courtney Cox, the three, the gang. You know what I mean? It's like Scooby-Doo up in here. That's our gang. Also, with news for the upcoming Scream 7, which we haven't really heard a whole lot about, Jenna Ortega, she's gone. Melissa Beria is gone. Director Christopher Landon is also leaving.
Wow.
So the behind-the-scenes work of Scream,
yeah,
there needs some help.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. Here's a little interesting fact I recently stumbled upon. And I made this comment not too long ago. I think it's interesting that Drew Barrymore, you know, she's such a big name actor, that she wasn't Sydney, that she instantly died off. But did you know that she was originally...
She was originally supposed to play Sydney, wasn't she?
But she wanted to surprise the audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I heard that. I actually knew that for a while now, that Sydney was originally supposed to be played by Drew Barrymore. But,
yeah,
looking back at Scream 6, I think it's awesome that, you know, Drew Barrymore is on every poster of the 1996, the original. She's, you know, that's what everybody thinks that this movie is going to be about. Drew Barrymore is going to be your main character, your main protagonist, and she's going to be, you know, fighting this ghost face guy.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes into the film, she's gutted. She's gutted.
And it really did surprise the audience.
I will say, what's your favorite kill out of all six films of the franchise?
Favorite kill. Now this, you know, this is going to be very controversial because we just talk so much about how we love this man. But I think my favorite kill has to be when Dewey dies.
No.
It is tragic. I mean, I teared up watching that.
Why is that your favorite?
But it was brutal. Like, out of all Ghostface kills, when you really think about it, like, that was just...
It is. That was
brutal.
In the hospital, Scream 5.
What he did to Dewey was just downright...
It was dirty.
Yeah.
They did my guy Dewey dirty there. I would have to say that my favorite kill of the franchise is what we were just talking about. The opening of the original. I think the Drew Barrymore kill, leading up to everything... And what you have to understand here is that if you watched Scream for the first time, say we go back in time right now to 1996, and we watch Scream for the very first time in theaters, right? You have no clue what this is about.
Yeah.
And then you get to the whole, what's your favorite scary movie, and the telephone thing, and all that stuff, and you have her boyfriend, the big bad, he's a football player tied up in the backyard. And then suddenly she is brutally killed. She's trying to scream, but you know, her vocal cords are all messed up. And I think that that's my favorite kill of the entire franchise. Cause if you think back to what it was like to watch that for the very first time, and you didn't have the opportunity yet to watch Scream 2, Scream 3, Scream 4, Scream 5, Scream 6.
So true.
And then you go back and you watch this, game changing. I mean, Scream changed the horror franchise. Horror needed Scream.
Yeah.
It 100% did. The 90s of horror were they were going down a rough patch. You had your good films, Jacob's Ladder, It, Silence of the Lambs, type stuff like that. Yeah. But in the time being, horror was just, it was almost being made fun of, which is why they made this movie. Mm-hmm. They're making fun of horror movies.
They had a lot of jokes in there.
Oh my gosh, it's great. And then you make a movie that is actually scary about making fun of scary movies, mm-hmm. and it changes it. It almost revamps a little bit the slasher craze and stuff like that. Like, we can go on and on about the 80s, about slasher movies, and the real big name ones. You know, you got your Halloweens in 78, and then your sequel in 81, your Nightmare on Elm Street, all those big ones from the 80s, even like your Hellraisers. Would you consider, good question for you, my man, would you consider Hellraiser a slasher film?
That's an interesting question. No?
Okay.
Would you?
No. I'm going to have to agree with you. No, I would 100% not consider Hellraiser a slasher film, which is why I think that Pinhead is not, like, you know, When you think of three of the biggest horror icons, who do you think of?
The three biggest horror movie icons to me, Freddy, Michael, and Jason. I think it has to be those three.
I would completely agree.
Yeah.
I think when people who aren't like big into the genre and they think of scary movies, they're going to think of those three. You know, they might think of Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They might think of Ghostface from Scream. But one that always gets left out my guy. He gets done dirty all the time. Is Pinhead?
Yeah.
You never hear about
no. And
about
they made Pinhead. They made what thousands of those movies.
A little bit of an exaggeration there, but a little bit. That's one of the few franchises that I have not seen. Every one of them, I've seen all the Halloween.
There's almost too many.
I don't even know.
I want to say almost. There's way too many.
Let me pull that up because there is. I will say that one of the worst horror films that I have ever seen is Hellraiser Revelations from like 2011. It is so bad. I know you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, it's a joke. It's not even a Douglas Brady that is playing Pinhead. It's some other guy, and it's you do my guy. See, dirty.
Yeah, they made way too many, and this is what I hope they don't do to Scream. I really hope they don't make so many to the point where it's just a joke like that. Which right now they're not. Right now they're still on a good path where each movie is, you know, exciting. Because I think that's where they got it. Is like in those movies, you know who the killer is. It's Pinhead. It's Michael. It's whoever. But with this, it's like, these are actual people killing their friends. So it's like a serial killer mystery type thing. And it's really, it's where Scream gets you on the edge of your seat and you're just like, I don't know who it is. And it's, I think that's why it keeps getting people coming back to the theaters.
The mystery,
watching
the mystery aspect of it. Yeah. So to answer that previous question, there are 11 Hellraiser movies. There's actually one on here that they didn't count, the newest one. From 2023, I believe it's a Hulu original. There's technically I think 12 of them, and I've seen one, two. I'm looking at them right now. I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've seen 9 of the 12 of them, and let me tell you that after the first three, they're kind of disappointing. Yeah. I love the first one, but. We're getting a little off track here with Hellraiser. Scream. So did you know, Kata, that Ghostface, that Wes Craven actually based Ghostface off a real guy?
Yeah, the serial killer. I don't know who it was.
Danny Rowling.
How many bodies did this man have?
Killed. Let me look that up. I just know his name is Danny Rowling.
Danny
from
Rowling.
Florida. The Gainesville Ripper. He had, I believe, 5.
5 bodies?
Yep. American serial killer who murdered 5 students in Gainesville, Florida, so the University of Florida.
Interesting. How many bodies did Ghostface have in the original one? I mean, conspiracy theories out here. I mean, they had Drew Barrymore.
Okay, so there's one.
They had the principal.
Yep.
Why I'm blanking now. They had the cameraman.
Yep. Courtney Cox's cameraman.
Yeah.
They had that wasn't it.
No, you wanna look that up?
I can look that up.
Because I mean this could be game changing. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting facts about Scream, and I mean we could dive into so much, but it was another interesting fact is that it was once a one-act play. Like, that's just crazy. How many?
There's 8.
8. See, what are we're missing? Off. I mean, they might be counting Stu and Billy. S2Ks,
well,
but.
I think they count. So, obviously, they count Casey, Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. They count Maureen Prescott too, and you don't actually see her be killed. You got her boyfriend, Casey's boyfriend, Steven. He's killed.
Yeah.
You got the principal, the principal.
Jokes.
Tatum. Forgot about Tatum.
Oh yeah.
Yep, she's crushed in the garage
honestly,
door.
Honestly. She deserved it. The way she treated Dewey was just downright disrespectful.
Oh, you got Kenny, which was the cameraman, Kenny Jones, and then obviously we weren't really thinking, but at the same time, Stu and Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got most of them there. You missed two, but Yeah, I forgot about her boyfriend. That's kind of a low-key kill that you don't really think about.
Yeah, it's kind of like something that you didn't... That was just... I remember the first time watching that. That was... It just brought... It was such a scary... That first opening scene to that was so scary. And, like, I like the way they're trying to change it up in each movie. They're changing in the open scene, so it's not, like, the same thing. Yeah. But like, it will never, like,
recreate that original. And it's... It's kind of interesting how you said change it up, but then you get to like obviously what was it, Scream 4, that they're showing all the stab movies.
Yeah.
And the first time I watched Scream 4, man, so confused.
Yeah.
I was so confused, which I mean, I guess that's what they wanted you to do.
Yeah.
But go back to Scream 5 and it's really close to the first movie.
It is.
But other than Jenna Ortega doesn't die.
Yeah,
which is weird because she gets the crap kicked out of her.
Yeah, she should have died.
And somehow she's still alive.
And in every movie, someone dies.
Yeah.
Right? What happened at the beginning of Scream 6? Honestly, I'm blanking. I've only seen it once.
The beginning of Scream 6 was... I've only seen Scream 6 one time, and that was in theaters, too. I don't remember. I don't remember what happened in the beginning. We're going to have to rewatch that one. I don't remember what happened in the very beginning of Scream 6. I remember who the killers were. I remember the setting of it and the storyline of it all, but I don't remember the very beginning of Scream 6. Oh, yes, I do. You have, remember, girl in the yellow dress is talking to the person in the bar. She walks out. She's in the alleyway in New York City.
Oh, yep, yep.
And she gets killed, and then you go back to the roommates.
Yep.
With all the Easter eggs and stuff.
Yep.
You know, they have the Ice Nine Kills poster and stuff on the fridge. And then he gets killed. That killer gets killed by the real Ghostface.
Yep.
Yes.
See, in every, it's besides Scream 5, in every beginning of every Scream, someone died.
But yeah, Scream 4, man, that had me messed up.
Yeah, that one was trippy.
Yeah. What do you think about the whole thing with the stab movies? Do you like
I kinda,
how they?
I kind of. Yeah, I do like it. I like. I don't know, that's weird. It's something I don't really think about a lot, but I kind of do like it. It adds like a whole nother...
Adds a whole nother level to it.
Yeah.
I think the best way that you could put that is that the stab movies help to build the franchise.
Yeah.
It adds an extra like almost layer to the plot of the franchise, because you know, without the stab movies, do you have Scream 3? Thing of Scream 3, the whole plot of Scream 3 was Roman following. Yes, yeah. Roman was the killer. Which, by the way, we just looked up the other day, didn't we, that Scream 3 was the only movie of the franchise that there was only one killer. Because we sat there and went, who was the other killer in Scream 3? So then we watched it, rewatched it. And Roman, Sidney's brother, was the only killer in Scream 3. But yeah, like you said, if it wasn't for the stab movies, Scream 3, like, there's nothing about those. There's nothing about... Scream 3 that would have happened. But at the same time, I think that was Mr. Craven's original idea was in that trilogy. Start up something that is making fun of a horror movie, and then you place that into an actual horror movie.
Yeah, it's Wes Craven. He was something. He'll go down as one of the greatest.
Probably, if not the greatest. He is not my favorite horror director. I know that he has, you know, he's got all these.
I would say he's like the Kobe Bryant of horror directing. You know, he's probably not the greatest.
But
he's not MJ, but he is well up there. He is Kobe.
My favorite horror director is actually, and I know that you know some of his movies, M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Signs, Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense was a...
You didn't like that one, did you?
No, that movie was mid. That movie
Signs
was
good,
mid.
Though.
Signs was really good.
Have you watched Old yet from him?
No.
I did not like that.
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking about going to watch that, but...
He just released one in 2023, Cabin in the Woods. Very good. If you haven't seen
really
it,
good.
Check it out. Yeah, it's an apocalyptic film. That's really good. But yeah, we got all types of things that we could talk about with Scream. Exciting news that Sydney might come back. I know we already touched on that, but the chances of that happening, I don't think so. How would they possibly make that happen?
What was the last film she was in? 5, right?
Yeah.
Five, she survived. Like, yeah. She, I mean, they could bring her back. I don't know, somehow. The same way they brought her back in 5, you know.
That's the thing, though, is that they're just going to keep doing the same thing.
Courtney didn't, I guess, yeah, Courtney didn't die.
Courtney didn't die Courtney in 6. Courtney
Cox didn't die in 6, did she?
I don't think so.
So, like, at least I don't remember. That's a tie to her. But also, all the people in 5 were there in 6, and they knew who Sydney are now, so it's like...
Yeah.
They I think they could easily loop her in somehow, but, did you see Stu Mocker?
I heard about this, Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, he might
There's some talk, because technically he's not wrong, that you never see that Stu is dead.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Stu's just there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if Jenna Ortega doesn't die after getting about as close to death as you could possibly get, mm-hmm. who's to say that Stu Mocker didn't die in the first one?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories we're touching on here.
We're touching on some conspiracy theories. Dude, if Stu Mocker comes back for Scream 7.
That would just be game changing.
Think about, like, all the old school horror fans, how much they would love that.
Mm-hmm.
To see our boy Stu Mocker come back. Stu's By the way, we have to wish Mr. Stu Mocker a late birthday. But a birthday, nonetheless.
Not only did he feature in my favorite, but one of the greatest horror movies of all time, Scream, but he was fantastic in Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
I mean, just killed it.
Scooby-Doo. He was also in Five Nights at Freddy's, another 2023 one. But we're going to have to wish on January 24th, Stu Mocker turned 54. Can we get a hand for Mr. Stu Mocker? Happy birthday, now, Stu. Matthew Lillard
now
himself.
I have to... I mean, you have to just marvel at how good he is at acting, that he was actually able to act with a talking dog. Like, the persistence that had to take.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Scooby
had to be challenging to deal with.
But I'm pretty sure there wasn't actually a dog there, though. The conspiracy theories?
some might say.
But yes. We have some cool people that we can bring on the podcast if you guys would like to see it. Carter's got a real good friend out in Hollywood. What's his name?
Tanner Buchanan.
Tanner Buchanan. If you guys would like to see Cobra Kai Ninja Man himself, Tanner Buchanan, on this podcast, let us know. We could probably make that happen.
Oh, yes. That'd be great. I wonder what type of horror movies he's into.
That's a good question. You got the guy's phone number?
I do.
Text
him. Probably shoot him a text after this. You know?
Text him right now. Text him right now.
Okay, I'll text him
here,
right now.
Here, let me hold your mic. All right. So while Carter's texting Mr. Tanner Buchanan about what his favorite horror movies are, let's just go through. Let's go through a couple Scream facts since we're on the topic of a great slasher film. Let's talk about it a little bit. So, with fact number one, did you all know that directors Wes Craven and Sam Raimi of Evil Dead, they carried a friendly rivalry between them throughout their whole careers? A few instances were during Raimi's The Evil Dead and The Hills Have Eyes from Wes Craven in 1977. Raimi once fired at Craven by quietly putting a Freddy glove in the barn of Evil Dead 2. Craven then returned the favor in Scream when Randy Meeks asked his peers to vote how many Evil Dead, how many Halloween. Everyone was later shown watching Halloween. So, Craven knows how to get back at
people. Little jokes there, little jokes.
And, I don't know if you knew this one, that Scream was actually originally supposed to be called Scary Movie.
Yes, I think I did know that one. Which I would have, honestly, that would have sucked. Like, just a scary movie called Scary Movie, I mean...
Well, they made a comedy called Scary Movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's like I've seen it. It's been a minute since I've seen it, but it's super funny. And it's about like a scary movie, but it's a funny movie about a scary movie. It's comedy. Here's an interesting quote. Here's an interesting fact. During the ending credits of Scream 1996, a note reads, "No thanks whatsoever to the Santa Rosa City School District Governing Board." This is because Santa Rosa High School was originally supposed to be the location of Woodsboro High. Santa Rosa High School eventually backed out of the deal because they believed the movie glorified violence. Now, do you blame them, though?
No.
I I don't think I blame him, but at the same time, I think it's pretty funny that Mr. Craven threw that note in there as a last little kick.
Just another instance of our guy Wes Craven just having jokes.
Yes.
He
was a comical man. Have you ever seen The Hills Have Eyes?
No.
You've seen Nightmare on Elm Street, though, from 84.
Yes, I have.
Did you like it? You big fan of Freddy Krueger?
I think the original
was yes, good. So in the but words of Casey, the original was good. The rest sucked.
Yeah, I think that's a lot with all the old movies, like Halloween. I don't really like it, but the Halloween is an original classic. But like after they get past that one, it's kind of like same movie, almost just recycled in a way. You know what movie? You know, this might have to be another episode. A movie I really like, My Bloody Valentine.
Ooh, from 81.
Yeah, not only is it a good movie, good MGK song.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Quality film. Yeah. I do really like that one. Harry Warner, the guy with the pick.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all of Wes Craven's movies. Even some of his lesser known ones, but especially I liked The Hills Have Eyes. I thought that was really good. I know you haven't seen it, but that's a 1977 one. That's a harder film. Even like, have you ever seen Last House on the Left? His directorial debut?
No.
That is an exploitive film, and it is incredibly hard to watch.
Yeah, I think I've heard. I don't think I've ever wanted to see it, to be completely honest.
If I were you, you watch it one time just to watch it, and then never watch it again.
Yeah, maybe.
The People Under the Stairs, that's a good one. You've seen that.
I was like halfway through it and probably like fell asleep or something. I don't remember. I remember I was halfway through it.
That's a good one. It's actually pretty funny too.
Oh boy.
Sorry, just sipping some of my delicious coffee here. But yeah, has Tanner responded yet? His favorite horror films?
Tanner's not.
I'm actually generally curious to see what he says.
Yeah.
Or the people that he's met that are around the horror industry.
Yeah, I'm sure he's met.
He's met some pretty cool
I'm
people.
I'm sure he's met a few.
But with that being said, I think we're gonna wrap this one up. You guys let us know what you want to see next, what episode you want us to cover, or what topic you want us to cover on the next episode. Nevertheless, follow us on Instagram at Utterly Horrific. And that's all I got. You got anything else, Carter?
No, thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thanks guys for listening. Till next time. Peace.